And
I'll go back to what I said. I think it was the last good show before you went away. And I still think that, and this is based on nothing other than my put two and two and getting five probably, but I still think there's a deal on the table for Nabil Fekir. I think it's about, what I find curious about the whole thing is that they'd done the medical and then there was clearly an attempt at renegotiation. There wasn't a, no, that's it, we're definitely out. Because we
it wasn't a clean walk away, was it?
No, it wasn't, because we flew people over, didn't we, to try and renegotiate the deal with Leon. So that wouldn't point to them just going, no, that's it, but you've had it. And I'm curious as to whether, and I don't know whether that money's now being spent on Alisson or whether the extra money's there, but similar to the Alisson deal, which kind of piqued me interest then, is that they weren't interested in Alisson at 100 million, they weren't interested in 75. It's almost as if they said, right, well, this is how much we're willing to pay, and if we get near that figure, we'll have a chat. So I'm curious as to whether Liverpool have gone, right, we want the player. We think this is the deal that we're happy to do, given the findings of the medical. There it is, and it's just sat on the table somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just sat on the table.
I think
and the closer it clicks, the only problem is this ridiculous decision to shorten the transfer window.
Yeah.
Because it kind of puts the pressure on us, whereas if the window's ended the same, and we're a week or 2 days away from it closing, and France 2 days away from it closing, and they're desperate to get rid of the player, and this offer's still there on the table, and you're Michel Olar, you're going...
I'm going to ask you a question, and apologies, I should have pre-warned you, I was going to ask this question, but what's the latest Klopp has transferred?
Well, Oxlade-Chamberlain's actually... I mean, Oxlade-Chamberlain,
we
how late that...
on deadline day.
Announced the day before.
It doesn't feel like his...
He likes to get him done early.
Yeah, get them into pre-season. Mm-hmm. The World Cup's frustrated that, hasn't it? Because I think Lovren's back today, so he's not had the benefit of having his whole squad for the whole of pre-season this year because of the World Cup. But it just seems you're leaving it to the last two or three days to when the first game is...
What I'm saying is, John, I wouldn't be surprised if Liverpool are quite comfortable for the deal not to be done.
Yeah.
So do you just think,
yeah,
right,
I
well,
think you're right, Andy.
That's what it is.
It's a good point, because you think
he's a bonus signing.
He's a bonus, and the deal might stay on when the winds are shut.